It's Thursday, September 10th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. As universities begin to see outbreaks of coronavirus on their campuses, some are sending students home to quarantine, and that is causing another concern that they could be spreading it back home. Some public health experts are suggesting that it might be better to have them quarantine on campus or nearby to avoid more community spread. Melissa Korn, higher education reporter at the Wall Street Journal, joins us for how colleges are handling outbreaks. Thanks for joining us, Melissa.
Thanks for having me.
West Virginia University on Monday was the latest university that announced that they're going to suspend in-person classes at its main campus because of concern over recent spikes in coronavirus infections. It's been all over the map when it comes to going back to school this season so far. In a lot of cases, colleges are either can send students home. Sometimes they're giving students the option if they want to stay on campus or in their dorms or whatever, or go back home. And in all of that, they could be creating a new threat by sending sick kids home back to their own communities and maybe spreading the virus even more. Melissa, tell us a little bit about how colleges are handling all of this.
The big concern here is about safety, of students and staff on campus, but also of the larger community. So some schools now have reopened, started up classes, and then realized sometimes a week, 2 weeks in, this just isn't working, that the COVID case numbers are just spiking too much. They can't really control the outbreaks. Maybe they're running out of quarantine space on campus. So they're sending students back home, they're shutting down dorms, or they're at least trying to what they call de-densify. The problem or the concern with that is they're not always testing students before they head back off campus. And the students aren't all necessarily quarantined, you know, upon arrival back home. So they could be spreading the virus asymptomatically when they head back to live at home with their parents or grandparents or aunts and uncles and bringing it to different parts of the country.
One of the schools that you focused on for your piece was the California State University Chico. Tell us how they handled their outbreak and sending kids back home. How did they handle the whole thing?
So Cal State Chico, most of their classes were already online, but there's still some that kind of needed to be in person because of equipment or things like that. They had about 750 students living on campus, and again, the case numbers started to rise. They weren't doing surveillance testing of asymptomatic students. So it was if you had symptoms, then you'd go to the health center and then get referred to potentially be tested for COVID-19. And they had about 30 cases or nearly 30 cases when they decided this isn't sustainable. They said, you know, that the exposures are increasing and could be devastating to campus. So the response was, let's send people home. The county, Butte County, had been overseeing contact tracing and testing and things like that. And the president of the university said, if somebody does show symptoms when they get home, the expectation is that the county, wherever they are now, will take care of it, will handle the contact tracing. It's kind of no longer their responsibility once the students have left campus and left the county.
And I'm sure a lot of things get lost in the cracks when something like that happens. Another school you focused on was Colorado College in Colorado Springs. They put three dorms under quarantine after students started testing positive for COVID-19. And then there was a bunch of students that opted to quarantine back home. So again, some kids staying on campus, some kids just leaving.
It wasn't just like, oh, I'm going to go hop on a plane and head home. The school had guidance from the county health officials to say, you know, if you live close enough that a parent can come drive, pick you up, bring you back home, you promise not to stop at, you know, a roadside restaurant or something, and then you stay in your house for 14 days, you can do that at home. And yes, there is a risk for the parent to do that for sure. But the school said that one of their considerations there was the mental health of students, right? Sitting in a room alone for 14 days is really difficult. It's trying, it's exhausting, it's mentally draining and a very strange experience for an 18, 19-year-old. So they said to some of these students, it was just big picture, kind of healthier for them to go do that at home.
How many cases are we seeing on college campuses? Because, and I know it's different everywhere, but in Colorado College in the story, you know, there was only about a dozen positive cases, mainly on campus, and it affected less than 1% of the student population. So I know the schools don't want an outbreak there and all, but it is affecting a small number of students in some cases.
That was one of the smaller case counts I had seen that prompted really more dramatic action from a school. You have other schools, major public universities, University of Alabama, South Carolina, Ohio State, and others where the case counts are in the high triple digits or low four digit numbers, you know, seeing over 1,000 cases with hundreds or thousands of students quarantined or isolated. Those numbers are frightening. They're significant numbers. They are out of a much larger student population than Colorado College has, but there's a few kind of numbers to be looking at on the school's dashboards where they update this information. One is the total case count. The other is what percentage of tests are coming back positive, especially if the school's doing surveillance testing. If they're testing asymptomatic students and a lot of students are coming back with positive results, that's really disconcerting because it's hard to contact trace for that. It's really hard to know where all of these students were possibly shedding the virus and spreading the virus if they had no symptoms.
Well, I mean, it's a tough situation, quarantining students on campus, sending them back home, possibly spreading it there. But I suspect we're going to hear a lot of this as colleges try to balance it out until enough people have gotten it and we get to that kind of herd immunity thing, until the vaccine comes out. It's going to be up and down for schools and universities throughout this next school year. So we'll have to keep watching out for what's going on. Melissa Korn, higher education reporter at the Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.